Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate May 29th. If you have a mechanical watch or clock, you can hear it ticking off the seconds, 86,400 of them every day. The second has been the most basic unit of time for millennia, since long before it could even be measured. It originated in ancient Babylon. Astronomers used the number 60 as the base for keeping time and for measuring angles in the sky. It's divisible by many other numbers, so it was easy to work with. In this system, each smaller division was 1/60th the size of the larger one. So 1/60th of an hour became a minute. And 1/60th of a minute became a second minute, indicating that it was the second position in the list of time. No one could really measure so small a unit of time, though, until the invention of mechanical clocks in the 16th and 17th centuries. Not long after that, scientists realized they needed a precise definition for a second, which is a key unit for many measurements and equations. Originally, their definition was based on Earth's rotation. But that rate isn't constant. Hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disturbances can change it by a tiny bit. So in 1967, they adopted a new definition. It uses the vibrations of a cesium atom that's zapped with a laser. It's measured with atomic clocks. So 1 second is the amount of time it takes an atom to vibrate 9,192,631,770 times. The length of a single tick on the clock. We have much more about time in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.